on. Come on. Come, come, come. Follow the call of the needy one. Because the meaning is in the word, I need you. Yeah, but now I have a Pavlovian response to sleeping next to you, please. Don't you want me to have optimal sleep? Now I know you're not a selfish person. I know you would never do that to me, no. You couldn't, you wouldn't, you mustn't. Look at me. I'm waning. I'm waxing. I'm practically the moon. Help me. I'm codependent. Yes, please. Okay, but please hurry. I'm an old lady. I need my sleep and my snugs and every possible need attending to. Nice try. I gave you sex 2 hours ago. Don't be greedy. Yeah, well, you ate it like a candy bar, so. Don't be greedy. Don't do it. But consider it aftercare. After you so violently used and abused me by very thoughtfully laying on top of me. It was very good, thank you. In a very satisfying and tingly way. I love you. Please hurry. Can't be this good looking and thoughtful. It's against the rules. Okay, I guess you can. Get in, get in. Climb aboard. I hate this meal. Just getting comfy. You might be my true love, but hot water bottles. Definitely my first. Just to make your tummy all warm and you feel centered and secure and just want to snuggle down. Yeah, I've only choose when I can have both of you. Come here. I'll let you share. Am I squishing you in all the right ways? points to Hufflepuff. I'm loyal and good-hearted, and I have no idea what's going on. You would be a Raven Griffin Slytherin great thing. I diagnose you with pretty great. If there is anything I excel at, it is. Hey, bad. Yeah, when I said I was good and bad, I probably should have specified. Oh, well. We're here now. Your belly's full and the hot water bottle is soothing away. And we are going to have the coziest, quietest, calmest Christmas you ever did have. No other people, no pressure, no stress, no when are you getting here? Just Zen. Because we both hate all those things and it's Christmas, we are going to do whatever we want to do. And if that seems boring to other people, we do not care. This ain't going on Instagram. It is mine and yours, and it is perfect and quiet and ours. You do know I'm a cat, right? Notoriously, we don't like other people very much. Except a certain few. Coming to mind right now, but oh well. You and my mom, my sister, sometimes. I don't like her husband. Because he's a man, she's amazing. I'm allowed my opinion. Yes, so long as he's fabulous and a magician and able to do everything and accommodate her in every way. She's my baby, my little sister. She deserves to be happy. Anna. I'm sure she could be happier. No, it's your fault. You giving me these unrealistic expectations of romance. How are the people supposed to compete? How? You smell good, you feel good, you brought me a hot water bottle. You're essentially a billionaire magician sex god. High five. You're welcome. Of course, I do say that to all my lovers. All one of you. I know, but don't be jealous now. Me, I am perfectly logical. You are very pretty. And not just because it gave you those PJs. Mona Moore, I can't help that I have amazing taste. Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater when you can be a lover. Oh. I would like some loving right about now. Could you please give my forehead a great big peck? Oh. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Ugh, no. No more singing. Just snogs. No. Because your ears will bleed and you need those. Yes, you do. How else will you refill the hot water bottle? You have to think about these things. No. Excuse me, you already got your Christmas wish. Well, she's fluffy and warm, and I hear she has the cutest little ears. Hope you like your present. In your dreams. No, you'll have to wait that exhausting amount of time. Oh, it's so hard being you. Nobody understands. I know, baby. You're a little hard done by smush. Can I ask you something? Would a titty pillow help? Then why didn't you say? Come here. Ooh. Miss Williger ready? Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I told you I was a grandma. In bed by 9:30. Asleep by 10. Cause that's the way I like it. Because sleeping is so, so good. I will teach you my ways. Before you know it, you'll be a sleeping, napping professional. And think about all this time we have over Christmas, all that I can teach you. You are in good hands, my friend. These hands, to be exact. No, I paraphrased it from Inglourious Basterds. Which is a really good movie, in case you didn't know.
100 Nazi scalps. But I want my scalps.
Should we put that on the Christmas movie list? Not exactly cheery, but entertaining. You will not be disappointed.
I can't help it. Being with you makes me feel safe. Warm and snuggly. And like, yep. I'm home.
And I got a hot water bottle in you. Happy, happy girl. Can I tell you what I'm really excited for? Waking up and seeing you and your nose. It's a beautiful nose. Stop. You mean to yourself, and is not invited to Christmas. Only cookies, joy, lounging, and occasionally laying on top of me. I appreciate your sacrifice. Love you. Like you a lot too. Sometimes. Well, that's an image. Naked Christmas. What would Jesus say? Oh. That's true. Love thy neighbor. Sit on thy boyfriend's face. Okay. I'm not about to argue with Jesus. Atheist schmeistiest. I don't mess with people who may or may not have existed. Probably to do with me being non-confrontational. So if Jesus says get naked, so go with me. Love you. Sure, why not? It's okay, I can sleep in the noon. Always happy to accommodate Jesus.